Although San Antonio has no claim to being the oldest city in Texas, it's probably safe to speak of San Antonio as Texas' most important city, for it's more than just a dot on the map. It's a crossroad. San Antonio sits on the most famous of the early roads of Texas, the Camino Real, often known as the Old San Antonio Road. However, writer Carol Hoff, in her book Johnny Texas on the San Antonio Road, reminds us this was not the only road to or from San Antonio.
The outriders for the train came dashing into the plaza, shouting and waving their hats. Johnny crowded close to listen to what the leaders had to say of their trip.
Any trouble on the way?
No, things was quite tame. No Indians, no highwaymen. Almost got caught in a path of big herd of stampeding cattle, but misses as good as a mile. Had to make a run through a stretch of burning prairie. Got scorched some, not bad.
Johnny ventured to ask a question of his own.
Did you come over the old San Antonio Road?
No, from San Patricio through Goliad.
This other San Antonio Road ran from the ill-fated port of Indianola to San Antonio by way of Yorktown. Here the writer Carol Hoff put down her roots in 1908. She would live most of her life within the triangle of Yorktown, Victoria, and Seguin. Beverly Bruins of Yorktown knew Carol Hoff and has long admired Hoff's books, in particular Johnny Texas on the San Antonio Road.
There's just so many little things that after you've read the book, although it's a children's book, it just makes the history of the area so much closer to home. It makes it so personal.
Carol Hoff's word portraits of South Central Texas resonate with Bruin's own experiences.
Because of her books, when I step out on the ranch that has been in my family 170 years, I feel like he crossed it. I feel like they may have been neighbors. Yes, her books so clearly make it evident that this was real.
The Yorktown Historical Museum has a special Carol Hoff exhibit and a wagon which reflects the cover of Johnny Texas on the San Antonio Road.
One is a freighter's wagon that Johnny Texas drove. Mm-hmm. Whether he drove that wagon or not, we'd like to imagine.
The most important town on the whole journey was San Antonio. And Johnny's eyes, squinting in the hot sunshine, were bright with interest as he rode down its winding streets. The historic old town was different from any place he had ever seen. The houses built along the narrow, straggling streets were low and flat-roofed, built of adobe bricks or stone. And in the gardens, green and cool in contrast with the heat and dust outside, he caught glimpses of banana trees and figs and pomegranates. Along the sparkling San Antonio River, which wound through the town, willow trees quivered in the little breeze as laughing children played there. Johnny jumped down from the wagon and went over to the one blacksmith nearby.
Please, sir, will you look over my wagon before you start on all those in the wagon train?
Well, sonny, I guess I can manage that. Most likely the wagon train plans on laying over here for a couple of days anyway.
Johnny stayed to watch the blacksmith grease his wagon.
Lucky you got here when you did. This here is plumb broke, see? Have to put a new one. Take me a couple of hours to do a good job.
I don't mind. That will give me time to see the Alamo.
Sure will. Though there ain't much to see. It's right over there.
As he walked toward the old mission fort, he remembered the sadness and the fear of the day he had heard of the fall of the Alamo. He wanted to see the place where that little band of Texans had died so gallantly for freedom. Johnny thought of Travis and Crockett and Bowie and the others who gave their lives in the Alamo. He wandered about unconsciously, walking on tiptoe, putting his finger into bullet holes in the walls. He decided on the place where Travis had drawn the line across the dirt and asked all who were willing to die with him to cross over to his side. For a long time, Johnny stayed in the Alamo. When he left, he felt as if he had come back from a distant, sacred land.